Welcome to the Career by Design podcast. I'm your host, career development coach, Stacey Back, and I'm here to support you, the ambitious high achiever who's at a career crossroads. If you've already achieved a lot of success, but you're feeling stuck and confused about what you want or how to get to the next level in your career, you're in the right place. I've spent the past 15 plus years helping high performers reach their career goals. And on this podcast, I'll show you how to develop the clarity, confidence, and right strategy to get unstuck, minimize risk, and take the fear out of your next career move. All so you create a career and life by design. Let's get started. Hello and welcome back to the Career by Design podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Back. Today I'm sharing one of my most popular career planning tools to help you clarify your career goals and create a plan to reach them. Every day I speak to people who feel frustrated and stuck in their careers. Some individuals want to stay with their current companies, but aren't sure how to get to the next level professionally. I've taken my clients through a simple career gap analysis, which many have found helpful. It's assisted them to clarify their career goals, create a plan, and minimize risk with their moves. A gap analysis is often used to assess business performance or identify skill gaps in an organization. However, you can apply the same method to your own career and professional goals. Are you stuck at a career crossroads and unsure what to do next? Ready to make a change, but feel anxious about throwing away the time, money, and energy invested into your current career? Well, in today's episode, you will discover a four-step strategy to assess your current situation and what you want next. And you'll walk away with clarity on your career objectives, gaps, and how to take the next step with intention. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Step number one, where are you now? The first step is to assess your current situation by doing an audit of where you are now. I recommend you pause this episode, grab a pen and paper, and work through these steps as we go. Now, if you're listening in on your run or daily commute, you can always come back to this episode again later. First, take a sheet of paper and I want you to draw a line down the middle of the page. And in the left column, you're going to list out your existing skills, strengths, knowledge, and experience. So start by doing a review of your technical skills. Include your years of experience in a certain profession, industry, or any specialist expertise that you have. Write down any formal qualifications, certifications, tools, software and language skills. Then make a note of your personal strengths, so those human skills. What makes you unique and what are you naturally good at? Think about your leadership abilities, communication skills, personal qualities and attributes. When you start by assessing your current situation, you will understand your unique strengths and skills transferable to other positions in future. Step number two, where do you want to go? Next, get clear on what you're working towards. What is your ultimate career goal? Where are you aiming to be in 3 years, 5 years, or even 10 years' time? If you're not sure, what do you know? If you had unlimited possibilities available to you, where do you think you'd like to be? Create a list of all the elements you want from your ideal future career. This helps you understand what motivates you at work, what you're working towards, and why. It's also essential to identify the right career goals. Here are some prompts to get you started. First, consider the nature of your work. How do you want to spend your working day? What tasks and activities will you be responsible for? Second is to identify your ideal organization. What type of company would you like to work for or create if you plan to have your own business? Consider every aspect: the size, business model, industry, location, and culture. Third is to think about your preferred work environment. Where do you work? A corporate office, from home, or a co-working space? How far do you have to travel and to where? What does your office environment look like and feel like? Fourth is people. Who are your ideal clients and colleagues? What does your team look like? And how do they support you? What qualities and leadership style are you looking for in your manager? Once this is clear, you're going to repeat the first step for the ideal career you're working towards. So ask yourself, what technical and personal skills do you need to be successful in your future role? List them out in the column on the right. Because when you're clear on where you want to go, your vision becomes a reality. I'm pausing this episode to invite you, if you like what you're learning here on the podcast and you're ready, into doing this work more closely with me. I'm currently taking clients for 2024 and excited to share that Ignite Your Career, my signature coaching program, is now open for enrollment. This 6-month coaching container is designed specifically to help you find the work which lights you up, increase your income, impact, and create a career and life on your terms. If you want to be coached and mentored by me in this high-touch VIP program, I'd love to invite you to book a complimentary chat so we can discuss if this is the best option for you. Go to stacyback.com/consult to book your call and check out the show notes for all the details. I look forward to meeting you. Okay, back to the episode. Step number 3, what are the gaps? What skills do you need to develop to get from where you are now, step 1, to where you want to go, step 2? Most people immediately think about the education and knowledge gaps that they need to close. But more often than not, you need to develop your personal human skills, especially as you progress upwards into a senior leadership or more strategic role. Note down the technical skills you'll need to reach this new level. Formal qualifications, further training, any industry or job-related experience. For example, if you want to step into a leadership role with a global company, do you need to gain international experience? Then pinpoint the personal skills required to progress professionally. Your leadership style, communication, business development skills, or any other personal qualities or attributes. As an example, learning to delegate to free up more time and support your transition into a more senior strategic role. After going through this process, narrow it down to the top 3, 5 at most, areas you need to develop. This is going to help you prioritize the actions you need to take to fill these gaps. When you know your development areas, you can take targeted steps to address them. Step number 4 is to create an action plan to close the gaps you've identified. Consider the following areas. 1 is simple steps in your existing role. Make this as easy as possible by identifying a simple action you can take in your current role. What's one small step you can take to address these gaps? A common area for my clients is developing their leadership skills. But this can be tricky if leading a team is not part of your daily work responsibilities. So my advice here is to look at how you can lead in a more informal capacity. Can you mentor a junior team member or someone in another team? What about putting your hand up to take on and lead an extra project? Or a voluntary position outside work where you can develop your leadership skills? The second tip is to tackle bigger development areas. If you've got a development gap to fill, which will take longer, map out the first step. Start by researching business schools or putting your application together for your MBA. For a job move, your initial step could be brushing up your resume or updating your LinkedIn profile. The third tip is to think long term. Always keep in mind your ultimate career goal might be a 5 to 10 year plan, and it could also involve a couple of job moves, each one getting you a step closer to where you ultimately want to go. In this case, always consider what's going to be the next best step. Stay open-minded. Even if it feels like you're taking a step backwards in level, responsibility, or shelving your existing skills and experience. Here's a practical example. Say you're a lawyer in a specialist leadership role in a private company. Your 5 to 10 year goal is an executive position in a large public company. To get there, you've identified you need broader legal knowledge, corporate and operational experience. Therefore, your next career move may involve taking a step back in level in the right role and company to bridge these knowledge gaps. The priority is to make sure your move is intentional and well thought out. Remember, you're not throwing away your existing experience, you're adding to it. as long as it gets you closer to your long-term goal. Because when you create a clear plan and take action consistently, you will reach your big career goals. Developing your career or navigating professional change can be challenging to do alone. This simple strategy has helped my clients gain clarity, know their gaps, and create an actionable plan. I hope you find it supportive too. That concludes today's episode. Now, before you get on with your day, ask yourself, what one career goal will you focus on for the next 90 days? And what's the first step you'll take to start working towards it? I want to challenge you to write it down and commit to doing it in the next 7 days. And finally, if you'd like support to clarify and reach your career goals, I have great news. I'm currently enrolling new clients into my signature coaching program, Ignite Your Career. I'd love to invite you to book a free 30-minute call with me so we can discuss if working together is right for you. All the details are in the show notes. And a reminder, you'll also receive $200 off the full cost of this program when you rate and review the podcast. Thank you so much for listening all the way to the end of today's episode. I look forward to speaking with you soon. Thanks for joining me on the Career by Design podcast. Please rate, review, or share this episode with a friend if you found it valuable. I also invite you to connect with me further on LinkedIn or Instagram. And finally, if you'd like to learn more about how I can help you create a career by design, go to stacyback.com. All the links are in the show notes. Thanks again, and I can't wait to chat with you next time.